Hello everyone, and welcome back for the second ever Isaac Avionic podcast. If you're new, you're in for a treat. Today I got a couple changes to talk about. We're changing the name. Instead of just Podcast 1, which is really generic, we're going to go with Von's Voice. My nickname's Von, for everyone who doesn't know, but everyone who's listening probably knows that. So we're changing it to Von's Voice. We got a couple new changes. I want to talk to some people about the first podcast. If you haven't heard it, it was pretty rough, but I think I did all right for my first time. But we have a new layout. I have a couple each section, and after every section, I'm going to just play a song, probably like a 30-40 second clip of some new songs that I like. And we got some great songs coming up today. But anyways, we got some good sections. We got NFL, some fantasy, just some random stuff, and of course the Heroes of the Week today. And so in this case, we're going to start it off with a little NFL talk. This last week in the NFL was actually a really, really good week. Of course, as everyone from listening from my first podcast knows, I am a huge Giants fan, and the Giants did go into Foxborough and take down the New England Patriots 24-20 was the final score. Eli Manning had an awesome game, 250 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he didn't play well, but he did close it out in the end with a final game-winning drive, which was awesome. The defense played well. We allowed over 400 yards, but in the last, again, closing seconds, they did hold their ground, and overall, the Giants came victorious, and it's safe to say that we own the New England Patriots right now, because the only 2 times we've played them were in a Super Bowl, and we beat them, and then this last past week, and we beat them again, and so I'm going to go ahead and say it that we own the Patriots, and I'm going to say that Eli Manning is better than Tom Brady. Okay, I was just kidding about that one, but Eli Manning did definitely show that he is one of the top quarterbacks this year. Despite not having a good rating, he only had like a 80-77 rating. I mean, he still outbeat Tom Brady, and he played a well enough game to like claim him as one of the best quarterbacks this year. He's having a great season. He's kind of like that, just awkward guy that you don't expect to do well and you don't really talk much about, but somehow he every single year produces, and that's why he will be featured in the Heroes of the Week. Sorry for spoiling it, but I assume everyone who knows I'm a Giants fan already knew that. Some other great games. I told everyone to watch the Patriots versus the Giants last week. But if you didn't watch that, I told you to watch Green Bay and the Chargers, and that did not disappoint. Green Bay came out a winner, 45-38, but it was definitely not the conventional win they wanted. They were up by a huge margin. They were up 31-17. Phillip Rivers came back. Then they were up 45-24, and Rivers almost came back to win it through a terrible interception in the end, but they did fight back, and they did expose the Green Bay defense. The Green Bay defense has not looked good all year, and for the first time, they've looked pretty bad in this game. In the closing, they couldn't close out anything. I thought they played pretty bad, and that could be a way that the Green Bay Packers lose this year, is if Rodgers has just one bad game, which doesn't really look very likely this season, but if he does have that bad game, their defense could throw another bad game, and some team could eventually end up beating them. But I still see them as the top team in the NFL by far. But I could definitely see them losing in the future. Another great game, which was a huge surprise to me, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-20. And this really surprised me. I definitely thought that the Steelers were the top team in the AFC, which they still could be, but the Baltimore Ravens sweeped the series with them, beat them both times, and Joe Flacco, 300 yards, played a pretty solid game. Ray Rice as usual, but he only did have 43 yards, but he played an alright game. Their defense stepped up, forcing Roethlisberger, he had one pick. and they had a couple more turnovers, but overall, the Baltimore Ravens really stepped up and they showed what I think is to be one of the top teams in the AFC East. Another great game was last night, Monday Night Football. The Chicago Bears beat the Philadelphia Eagles, which made me really happy. Being a Giants fan, the Eagles are now 3-5. They looked great last week, but this past week they did not look that well. But the Bears really stepped up. Their defense stepped up. Jay Cutler played an amazing game. I don't know. He was playing out of his mind. And he threw for 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, but he really closed them out. And Robbie Gould kicked a field goal to seal the win with 3:58 left. So that was a great game. A lot of good games in the NFL. The 49ers won again, putting themselves at 7-1 right behind the Packers. And looking at the standings here, the Bengals are a surprise at top of the AFC at 6-2. We got the Texans who are in second, and then the Patriots. And then in the NFC, we got the Packers, of course, the 49ers, and then the Giants. And the Bears, with that win, snuck into sixth place here with a little bit over half of the season over with. And we're going to have a pretty fun end of the season, I think. A lot of teams still in playoff hunts, a lot of surprises, and it should be, I think it's a new era of football in the NFL and definitely in the AFC with the Patriots and the Steelers and the Jets and all those teams not looking very good this year. I'm going to talk about some top performers. We had a lot of good players step up. Vincent Jackson, 141 yards and 3 touchdowns, really helped the Chargers come back in that game, almost won it, but they, of course, were short. Aaron Rodgers, as usual, 4 touchdowns. He is definitely the top candidate for MVP right now. Julio Jones had an amazing catch against Indianapolis. If you haven't seen it, you need to go check that out. From one camera angle, you can't even tell that he caught the ball, but it was just an insane catch. He had 131 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, of course, I have to mention Tim Tebow did have 124 yards, 2 touchdowns, 118 on the ground. He definitely showed that signs of what Denver's looking for, and he played really well. They did beat the Oakland Raiders, which was a surprise, but McFadden didn't play. I don't know if that probably played a huge factor in it, but I'm not going to make any assumptions. I'll just say that Tebow won it for him. Broncos played a great game, and overall, they did great. The NFL this year is awesome. It's amazing. Good thing they got that lockout figured out, because I don't think there's any way fans could have lasted throughout this season. I think this season's been a very good season. I think the playoffs are going to be very competitive. I think most games are going to go down to the wire. And overall, it should be a great playoff game with an awesome Super Bowl, because both the AFC and the NFC have some great quality teams at the top of their conference, as well as some bottom tier teams that are making a run in the second half of the season here. And that right there pretty much sums up the NFL right now. That's the end of the NFL segment. I'm going to send it off right now with the first segment. We're going to listen to Focused by Wale featuring Kid Cudi. Great songs off the new Wale album. This is one of my favorites. So I'm going to play a little clip here, and I'll be back in 30 seconds or 45, whatever I decide, with the fantasy segment. Great things to talk about. And here's some Wale. And I'm open, and I'm open. I'm not slowing. Gotta just keep on rolling, keep on rolling. I'm joking. Alright guys, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that little clip of the song. That was Focused again by Wale featuring Kid Cudi. Great song, great album. You should go get it if you haven't gotten it. It is an awesome album. But we're going to move on here to the fantasy section, where I do have to gloat a little bit because last week I predicted an easy win for me against Tony Gasper, one of my good friends in our fantasy league, and I did beat him. And I did beat him pretty heavily. I think it was close to 40 points, if not over 40 points. He did not have a good day. Aaron Rodgers really stepped up for me. My whole team pretty much stepped up. I had a lot of good players. But my fantasy team is in a bit of a struggle because the next 2 weeks I play 2-8-1 teams, the two top teams in the league, and I'm kind of worried. Only four teams make the playoffs, so I'm hoping that I can sneak in there. I'm third right now, but if I get two losses, it's going to be a tough go come the end of the playoffs. This week in fantasy, there were some great performances that really helped a lot of people out. Of course, I mentioned Vincent Jackson earlier. He had 32 points. If you're not doing a PPR league, which we are not, we had Aaron Rodgers with 31, Julio Jones with 28. A surprising Willis McGahee had a 28.3 points in my fantasy league, 163 yards and two touchdowns. Most people probably didn't see that, but if you put him on your team, I'm sure you were, if not one, you were very close to winning, and he helped you out a lot. A surprising candidate, Matt Moore from Miami, quarterback, had 22 points, threw for three touchdowns in that win over Kansas City. I have to give them props because they are no longer winless. They got their first win over a very strange Kansas City team that has gone up and down this year, but the Dolphins did finally get their first win. And some other guys, Arian Foster, of course, you had your just regulars. Marshawn Lynch, surprise up there. You had Andy Dalton, who's been playing a heck of a year, and he was up there. Drew Brees, of course, Eli Manning had 18 points. Didn't play a very good game, as I mentioned, but he did win it out in the end and played a great game. Looking at some people for next week, I'm looking at my team here, and it looks like I'm sure that Tony Romo against Buffalo, I would not start him if I was you, and I'm not debating starting him. I'm probably going to start Matt Schaub over him, but that is still in question. I'm looking at some other good matchups. Calvin Johnson probably against Chicago. They have a good D, but he has proven that he is, if not the best, one of the best receivers this season, and I would start him no matter what. Eric Decker, a really good surprise. He's got 6 touchdowns, 400 yards this season. He's playing Kansas City, which I would start him if he was on my team, and I advise other people to do so as well. He's been playing very good football. A lot of key injuries with Ahmad Bradshaw, and you got Darren McFadden, who's most likely out in their Thursday game. You got Ahmad Bradshaw. He's been struggling with his broken foot, and I'm hoping he can get back because despite the win last week, San Francisco has a very good defense, and we really need Bradshaw. I don't know if that's a great matchup for him because they've been amazing on their run stop, but Bradshaw's always a weapon for Eli, and I think he would be a must start unless you have a really stacked team. That will wrap up my fantasy section. I know these wrap-ups are kind of awkward and I don't have very good transitions, but I'll work on it. Next song we're going to play here is for Tony Gasper because of the pretty bad loss he sustained in fantasy. He's a huge Taylor Swift fan. I apologize, Tony, if this is embarrassing to you if you're listening, but he's a huge Taylor Swift fan. And so I'm going to play the song Mean by Taylor Swift, and we'll get a little 30-second segment here, and enjoy the song Mean by Taylor Swift. You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing, you, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded, you, picking on the weaker man.
You can take me down with just one single blow. But you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be.
All right, and that was Mean by Taylor Swift there. I apologize, Tony, again if that was embarrassing to you, but I forgot to mention what segment we're moving on to. We are moving on to the randoms, random stories from the week. I like to just kind of just whatever I see, I jot it down, and I like to just talk to people about some things they should look at, and maybe if they haven't seen it, they should go check it out. This week, I have to mention the Mark Sanchez flinching fail video. If you have not seen it, Mark Sanchez, it appears to be lined up as a receiver, and he is playing against the Buffalo Bills, and the Buffalo Bills cornerback, I can't remember what his name is right now, but he gives kind of a motion towards Mark Sanchez that makes him just completely flinch and get scared like a little girl. Then he gets a false start. He then proceeds to get a holding. Then he falls over, tries to get back up, falls back over again. You can tell in his face that he knows that it was just a huge fail. And that is a must-see video. If you haven't seen it, go YouTube it. I know the site I saw it on The Chive, and it was a little gif of it, and that is my second random thing, is The Chive. If you nobody that's listening goes to The Chive, you have to visit The Chive. Great, great website. Has a bunch of funny pictures. Sometimes they have gifs, which are like short little video segments that you can see. Awesome website. Gets me laughing every morning throughout the day I visit it. They have some great albums, and you can submit a bunch of stuff. I recently saw some SDSU dance team on there, so shout out to South Dakota State University, my former school. Also saw some University of South Dakota, so South Dakota making a pretty big presence on the website right now. Not pretty big, but a couple things. But moving on to my third little point here is I'd like to shout out to the Minnesota hockey team, who I recently discovered is ranked number one in the nation now with their latest win. That is very surprising. I know a lot of people up here in Minnesota love their hockey, so I'm sure many people are pumped about that. I'm not really a big hockey fan, but that is something to be noted that they're number one in the country. And also, another on kind of a sad note, Joe Frazier's death. Great heavyweight boxer back in the day, did defeat, if you remember, Muhammad Ali in the fight of the century. I obviously didn't watch the fight because I wasn't born, but I did watch a couple clips of it last night, and it is truly, you can tell that they're two of the greatest boxers, and that he will be truly missed in the boxing community as just a sponsor, as a face, and I had to give that shout out to Joe Frazier, who just passed away from cancer last night. That right there. And then moving on, there's some other news in the MLB. I saw today that Jose Reyes is looking to sign with the Marlins, I believe. And that would be a huge acquisition. Again, I'm not a big baseball fan, but just for those who are and who are listening to baseball and maybe didn't hear that news, Jose Reyes is looking at signing with the Marlins, and they're really interested. So I know he's a big player, and he would make a key difference in their team. Another random kind of a cool site that some people might want to look at is called BroBible.com. Shout out to them. Always a great site. It has some great videos, some great features on there. Always exciting. If you're not into, like, bro stuff, it's not really a bro site. It's just kind of a cool site. It's not even just for guys. It's for anyone. Has great videos. They also showed the Mark Sanchez video, as I mentioned earlier, if you want to see it there. If YouTube's not convenient enough, I don't know why it would be. But, yeah, you can check it out. Great couple sites there that you should definitely check out. I did not see Harold and Kumar, as I mentioned last week, that about the possibility of going to it, and I did not see Paranormal Activity 3, but they are on my agenda, and they should be on yours as well. I would definitely check out those two movies there, sorry. They they're poised to be one of the tops for this year. And they, those are the random things I have for this week. So with that, I'll take it over to the third song of the day, which is Otis by Kanye West and Jay-Z on their newest album, Watch the Throne, a collab album. Great, great song. I hope you guys like it. It's pretty upbeat. It's not for everyone, but I'm sure a few of the fans out there would love to hear it. And if you haven't heard it, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm just kidding, but you should definitely get the album if you haven't. So here is Otis by Kanye and Jay-Z.
I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth,
new watch alert. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Otis by Kanye and Jay-Z. Great song. I hope you liked it. Hopefully, you'll go get the album, but even if you don't, just at least get the song. It's a great song. If you party, it's great pregame and for parties, for basically anything that'll get you pumped up, studying or anything like that. But that was one of my favorite songs in the past couple months here, and I was hoping you guys would enjoy it too. Now on to the last and probably my favorite segment of each podcast, and that is the Heroes of the Week. This week's Heroes of the Week, I again didn't plan out. I have a couple planned out, but I told one certain man that I would put him as a Hero of the Week, so he is my number three. I'm going to go from 3-1. At number three, the Hero of the Week, Tony Gasper. Tony Gasper, as I mentioned earlier, is who I played in fantasy football. But that is not why he is the Hero of the Week. He is the Hero of the Week because of his contributions to Hobo Days, which is South Dakota State's homecoming. He was up there. He was partying. He was wild. He was having some fun out there. And therefore, I declared him a Hero of the Week for his contributions to everyone's enjoyment at Hobo Days. At number two, again, I didn't think this out, so I'm just going to give it to my fantasy team again. As a repeat of last week, they got one of the Heroes of the Week, but it's back. They're back. They got a huge win on a 2-win streak, moved up to third place. So thank you, Aaron Rodgers. This could kind of be a slash here, fantasy team Aaron Rodgers, but thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for your 30-point performance, and thank you to my fantasy team for keeping me in the hunt to win some money in the end. And for the number one Hero of the Week, some of you have probably guessed it, and it's pretty evident through my recent talks. It is Eli, or as I like to call him, Elite Manning. He proved again this week why the Giants are a contender and why he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I'm glad that he got to showcase it against the Patriots and that people now are starting to believe in the Giants. And hopefully people now can see that the Giants are not a mediocre team as probably projected before the season, but that they are one of a candidate to get to the playoffs and to definitely contend for the Super Bowl this year. So Eli Manning, congratulations. You are number one Hero of the Week this week. And as a celebration, I'm going to play a fighting song that is by one of my favorite artists, Asher Roth. This is called Last Man Standing. And Eli Manning, you are the last man standing for this week. Everyone, thank you for enjoying the podcast. I will be back after this 30-second segment for a quick close-off, but here is Last Man Standing by Asher Roth.
Yeah, they say they want that hush, say no more. Had to walk around the block, couldn't take no more. Like escaper from the rock, couldn't wait no more.
All right, guys, that was just a short little clip, shorter than the others, but I don't want to waste a lot of time here. I just wanted to give that little shout out to Eli Manning, give a little shout out to Asher Roth. But that is the end of podcast number 2. Thank everyone for that's listening this far. Thanks a lot. I know some of you enjoyed the last one. I hope this one was better. If it wasn't, let me know. I'll go back to the old ways. I'm trying to improve every week. Hopefully I can finally get this after a couple weeks. But I think with the music, hopefully people will enjoy it more and listen a little more. I know I got a little dull and a little boring on the first one, and it's kind of, I had a little, someone tell me that it was kind of like lecturing, so I tried not to do that this time. I'm hoping that everyone enjoyed it, and thanks everyone for listening. Look out for podcast 3 next week. Sorry this one was a little late, and have a good night, everyone. Until next time, goodbye.